The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So we decided to buy a cow.
Okay.
You know, for the meat. I bought a quarter of it, he bought a quarter of it, and two of his relatives also bought a quarter, who are the biggest cheap thieves, losers on the planet.
I can't believe Elaine's never taken you here before.
Well, I'm really not much of a meat eater.
You don't eat meat? What are you, one of those?
Well, no, I'm not one of those.
Bought the cow home, right? Okay. So I was the last one to get there because his loser family went in there and pilfered all the meat. So I was stuck with hamburger when I was expecting filet and stuff like that.
I'll have the porterhouse, medium rare.
What do you recommend besides a steak?
The lamb chops are good.
Anything lighter? How do you prepare the chicken?
It's a full bird, stuffed with ham, topped with gorgonzola.
You know what? I think I'll just have a salad.
2 years later, I decide to do it again.
Get a cow with it.
Yeah. Okay. Did the exact same thing. And I blew up at him.
Just a salad. Just a salad. Just a salad.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Sup, dudes?
Dude Friday?
Impromptu, middle of the summer, Dude Friday. Jen on assignment. She's off traveling. Has a story coming up. Going to be quick turn and burn for her, too. Trying to get a story out for Father's Day for ESPN and SportsCenter. So that just leaves the dudes on a summer Friday to hang out.
What are we going to do?
What do you mean? Like on the show in general? Or
yeah. Anything off the wall?
Yeah, we got plenty of stuff off the wall.
I tell you what, I'm coming at Craig.
So Craig Carmerson joins us on Friday. He's going to be joining us later. Going to be joining us at 8:30 today. He's going to be live in studio.
I want the political answers. This isn't, you know, sugarcoat show. Speak from the heart.
You want the old Craig, not the new Craig. You know, because you know...
I don't want guarded Craig.
Well, so that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That's the old Craig. Because you know how he... And you can ask him about this. I believe this is correct. Back when, you know, Good Karma Brands wasn't as big as it is now, and Craig was doing a daily show, and it was on in Madison, he was ripping Barry Alvarez.
Yes.
And then Barry called the show. And that's what started the good relationship that Craig Carmerson has with Barry Alvarez.
That's like bringing, you know, athletes on as guests who are guarded. I don't want you on. If you're just going to answer I don't know. You know, we just have to say how things play out.
Funny you should say that because...
We got an athlete coming on?
Well, not on our show, but there was an athlete, a Green Bay Packer, who was on the Green Light podcast. Who was pretty open about some of the things that he was saying about the Packers going to Brazil. I'm guessing that the league isn't happy with the things that Josh Jacobs ultimately said on the Green Light podcast, but he said something yesterday, Chew, I want you to listen to, that really set the internet on fire, had a lot of people talking about this. How could the NFL let this happen? Here is Josh Jacobs saying they're not supposed to be wearing green in Brazil when they head there to open up the season.
You know, they said that the part of Brazil we go into, you can't even wear green at.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
They said, like, I guess something to do with the gangs and stuff.
Oh, dude, I'm not going.
Hey,
just so I know, what's the color of the other gang?
I have no idea. That's what I asked. Josh,
figure that out.
Literally, same question I asked. I said, bro, so they was like, man, look, just pack just black and white colors. Because they was like, man, when you come out here, we don't want no mishaps.
So that's wild, dude.
The color of the flag, I'm like, the flag is green.
Great answer, right? Great answer. Very open.
Good insight.
The only problem with that shoe is...
It's not true. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I told you yesterday, when it comes to ACTs, just lie. Right? How are they going to find out?
I knew you wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we did find out. We can ask Jason about this. He had a tweet last night, this morning, at some point where he followed up on that with members of the Green Bay Packers front office who denied that that is why. Joshy, why is it that they should be avoiding the color green, even though it's not really avoiding the color green?
Yeah, so the home teams there, and I'm not going to even try their names. I've forgotten them at this point. But the stadium the Packers are playing in, their biggest rival is a team that wears the color green. In the press conference announcing that this game would be coming to Brazil and that it would be in Sao Paulo between the Eagles and the Packers, they made a joke about not wearing green because it's an informal thing amongst their fans of, we don't wear green here because our most hated team. It's like, you know, wearing a Bears jersey in Lambeau. They would tell you.
You know what's the
Ohio
equivalent?
Ohio State crossing out all the M's.
All the M's on campus. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Same thing. Same kind of energy, same kind of thing. So I'm really curious how, well, I guess it's not. Well, here's the rest of that Josh Jacobs clip. Because the interesting part of this then is, okay, where did Josh Jacobs get this idea? Clearly, you know, he had this idea. He said he had the same question Chris Long had of what's the color of the other gang, which is a good follow-up if you're not supposed to wear something because of gangs. So I think he got some wires crossed because also he had this to say about the Packers and the safety precautions that they're taking when they do go to Brazil in September.
They said we're not going to Rio. They was like, man, it's one of them places where they probably won't even let us leave. And they probably gonna have like armored vehicles following us. I said, bro, why are we out here? Why are we here?
I'm picturing Josh Jacobs like hanging out on the beach, right? But it doesn't sound like that kind of trip.
Bro, I was looking forward to it. I'm like, man, it's about to be a fun week. And they got telling us all of that. They're like, yeah, nah, it's not gonna be like that. I'm like, yeah, all right.
So just because the first part that we played turns out not to be true, I do believe, and I think this is true for any international game that they go to, especially when they're going there for the first time, that extra security precautions are probably in place. More, again, to be better safe than sorry type situation.
You're probably right. I've traveled twice internationally for football games, once to Ireland.
Okay.
In college to play Army, and that was more of don't drink too much beer because they drink a lot of beer over there and be responsible. Snuck out there as well. Snuck out there as well.
I assumed you snuck out, right? Like, I think that went without saying.
Yes.
How responsible were you once you snuck out?
All I remember is climbing up over like a cast iron fence on the backside of the hotel and kind of catching my pants and ripping them on that, and decided, and it was a sign because something went off, a light bulb went off my head, said, nah, maybe this isn't a good idea. So it went back up. And then the other time was in Tokyo.
Yeah, you guys went there for a preseason.
Where they gave us a handler, but I think it was more for the language barrier. So me, Brett, and Frank, who always traveled around together, had an American who had lived there for 15 years and kind of took us through the city and stuff like that. But nothing as far as a security standpoint. Sao Paulo?
Yeah,
Sao Paulo. Is it dangerous? Because I know people that – I have friends that work in for big companies, GE and stuff like that, that anytime they travel internationally to South America, they have to have security with them at some points of the trip.
I think especially anytime you're traveling internationally, that if you stick out, you become a target, right? And, you know, again, they're not to brush over the fact that when Josh Jacobs is talking about gangs, that is a thing that exists in South America,
yes.
Right? So you could be a target to, you know, be taken advantage of. So they're just upping security. I highly doubt that anything happens, but that's, I think, like you said, you have people that anytime they travel internationally, they travel with security for those same reasons. And I think that's kind of being applied now just at a higher level because we're talking about an NFL team.
Yeah. We just had a son that spent a semester in Barcelona.
Okay.
Well, Barcelona is well known for pickpocketers. So he had to be cognizant of that when he went out. And he saw it. He had friends that
lost their phones because they got pickpocketed and things like that.
Really?
Yeah. So there are goofy things in certain cities that go on. But I play a game. I love it. Like when we you go to a big city here and you see people that dress odd.
Okay.
We play Guess the Country. Like Germans.
Wait, you think they're just showing up in Lederhosen?
Yes. I can pick out a person from Germany just by the way they dress.
By the way they dress?
Yes. You can't?
I guess I haven't been to enough big places where I'm playing this game.
Joshy?
Trying to figure out where these people are coming from.
Like yeah. Sweden? Easy.
Okay, so what does one from Sweden look like? What are they wearing that makes them stick out?
A lot of sweaters around the neck. A lot of colors.
That just could be a that should be
like
a
Germans wear
from here.
The tight button shirts that are black and the gray pants, and then they what do they call them? Capris. A lot of that with black shoes. Black shoes aren't good. I'm out on black shoes.
Just as a whole?
I am out on black shoes. Yes,
it's,
I think it's a bad
the
when
foundation
I play
of
golf.
Shoes,
yeah, right? Like that.
We're all quirky about golf, right?
Yep.
I could not wear black shoes or black golf shoes with mm-hmm. shorts.
Okay. Why?
I didn't like the look. I didn't like the way.
Like you, so you didn't like the way
no.
like the black would
now
just
I
like
could wear them
blend
with
in with your leg?
With pants, I sure. could wear them. Well, not yeah. with shorts.
That is weird. That is quirky.
I think black shoes are just blah.
But like Josh said, it's the basis of all shoes.
With shorts.
Sure. So like. Well, okay, so
you're like, the you ever shoe, see the black? Like,
okay, so the shoe I have is mostly black. It's got some blue in it. I don't know if we can.
That's
catch it
fine.
Here on the
that's
camera.
Fine.
Like, this is okay.
That's okay.
Because the blue kind of balances it out.
The worst look is black sneakers or black shoes with shorts and white socks. That's such a bad look. Are you with me, Joshy?
No.
Why?
I think black shoes are perfectly fine.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like you got a black shirt on. If you had some black workout
this
shoes,
this is fine.
Yeah,
this is fine. I even have black socks.
So you can do white shoes
yes.
with black socks, but you can't do black
correct.
Shoes with white socks.
Yes.
Why are we taking fashion advice from you?
Because I'm hip.
Do you have a hip?
You don't think I'm hip? What's the problem? You like black shoes?
I don't have a problem with them.
Ugh, black sneakers? You look slow, number one. If you wear them on the football field, like
okay.
Penn State,
yeah.
you look slow. I'm sorry.
Think...
You look slow. It's just like white. Frank hated wearing white.
Because it made him look bigger?
Because he looked like a big donut.
Our JV football coach made us wear black shoes and black socks because he wanted us to look slow but be faster than we actually were.
You could call my
that's
kids.
That's a classic football thing.
And I said, I will buy any cleats you want, but you are not wearing black cleats on a football field. Makes you look slow.
But here, as somebody who was fast,
yes,
I'm cool with looking slow because I know I'm not slow. And if you think I'm slow, then I'm burning past you with my black shoes on.
No, I'm telling you, it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
Well, again, but
I think
like,
it's common knowledge, too, that black shoes make you look slow.
But what if you're a team like the Steelers?
Just no. I
don't think the black shoes make you look slow when you're the Steelers.
White shoes make you look faster.
But again, I would rather actually just be faster.
No, it's all about perception. You can fool them, Gabe. Trust me. I did it for 9 years. You can fool them. Josh.
You sure can trick him. Yeah. I'm looking up here, and basically the statistics on Sao Paulo are that Sao Paulo's crime rate is lower than many, even most large U.S. American cities. And what they're saying basically is in areas of extreme poverty, there can be a higher risk. But if you're going on a vacation and staying places where you know that tourists are going to be, you are generally
a target.
No, you're generally as safe as long as you don't go off the beaten path too much is what they're recommending,
yeah.
which is what you'd recommend on any trip to any major city.
Sure.
The NFL's got to be pretty ticked off, right?
At who? Josh Jacobs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, sounds like he was misinformed.
Yeah, you know what? That's something we can ask Jason. Because
okay.
I want to know where the disconnect between Josh Jacobs getting the information and processing the information and what the information actually is, because Jason did tweet out what the actuality of the Packers traveling to Sao Paulo, you know, just because...
What I think happened here is Josh Jacobs has social media like the rest of us. Josh Jacobs took the information about them not being able to leave the resort or wherever they are.
Sure.
And then kind of combined that with the stuff we read on the internet and the way it was taken out of context and not really... Because, I mean, it's hard to translate jokes across languages. Yeah, but so God, if somebody makes a lighthearted joke in Portuguese, I'm not sure Americans are going to be able to understand the context and the levity that is brought
to
the comment.
No, but players take things and run with it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean, go back to the Scheffler thing. Remember the one cop's like,
yeah,
someone tried to... You see how it's just mushrooms?
Yeah.
Like, we could swear when we were at St. Norberg's, they put saltpeter in our food, and we ran with it. Everyone thought they did.
What? What's saltpeter?
Yeah, okay, yeah. See, I knew that was going to be... I knew that was going to be the follow-up question. We're running out of that. We have to get to Jason Wilde. Right. But I feel like we can't...
Look it
up. But we can't. We can't just leave everyone hanging, Chew.
Why, everyone has computers.
And then, I mean, walking around with one in your pocket, correct. But just...
Saltpeter doesn't give you the ability to get a Woodrow Wilson. So put everything together and you can figure it out. Am I right?
I mean, you just put everything together for everybody.
Yes, but I coded it very well.
You did code it very well. I got a little nervous, not going to lie.
Who's Peter?
I got a little nervous.
I could expand if you want me to.
What
do they yell on punt?
Nope.
What does the return team yell
to get away
to
from
stay
the ball.
Away from the ball?
Peter.
Why do they do that?
Because you don't want to get caught touching your Peter.
There you go. Did you know that?
I did not. Saltpeter is...
been hanging around Chewy too long.
It's just potassium nitrate. It's commonly used in meats to help with the process of preserving it.
They used to give it to men in the military.
And it seems like it would just be the opposite of your Viagra ring that you're running there.
Yes, you nailed it.
And you guys assumed that because you didn't think maybe it was fatigue.
By the way, I snuck him one yesterday. I did.
You're not supposed to tell.
Okay. I know, but he did some work on my tractor, so.
Okay.
I needed a little payment.
Okay, so. For those who are very confused right now, when Chewy says, I snuck him one yesterday. He is talking about his neighbor, the Blammer. And when you first said, I snuck him one, I was really worried you just like put it in his drink.
Because
Chewy's neighbor, the Blammer, comes over for drinks every Thursday. So I don't know if you thought you were like Mickeying his drink or something. But you just snuck him one, which you have to sneak because there are two things that your wife keeps track of in the house.
I gave him a little blue pill. He's old.
He needs the help.
He's old. And he doesn't even get saltpeter, so... Man needs all the help he can get. He's just old.
This is.
I'd like to say that Jen Gavin Chewy does not recommend giving out prescription drugs to friends. Please seek a doctor for any of that.
I don't think it was prescription, actually. We can talk about it.
What are you giving him? The gas station stuff? The rhino or whatever it's called?
What is Frank Thomas paddle? What is that stuff?
Is it Nugenics?
Nugenics!
Cross them off as a potential partner. Chewy is now taking them out. But let's be honest, Dude Friday off to a pretty perfect start. And Justin hits us up on the talking text line, 800-990-3776. Since Craig is coming on later, are you guys still going to do Week in Re-Chew? It's one of my favorite segments. You guys didn't do it last week. Thank you for noticing, Justin and Middleton. We did not do Week in Re-Chew last week. It will be a part of the show today. We will do it before Craig comes on, so we will be doing it a little bit earlier, 8:15, if you are a diehard fan of Week in Re-Chew, where Chewy tries to remember all the ridiculous things that he said throughout the course of the week. That'll be at 8:15 today. But we do have to talk about Jason Wilde about all this stuff. How did Josh Jacobs get this idea? How did this miscommunication happen? Are the Packers unhappy? Is the NFL unhappy? All questions we have to ask to Jason Wilde, and that is coming up next. But first, I do need to tell you about my friends at Palermo's Pizza, because they have so many different brands of pizza, you are going to find a slice for your appetite. Under the umbrella of Palermo's, just to name a few, Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian. So many different crusts, so many different flavors. You're going to find one you like. And Palermo's has been doing this for over 60 years right here in Wisconsin. So, of course, they know what they're doing when it comes to premium frozen pizza. Make sure you're stocked up, just like I always am. You never know when you're going to need something that tastes great and doesn't require that effort. Just got to throw it in the oven. So find Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's flavor is our family's business.
Ready? All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Jason. Welcome to Dude Friday.
What's up, dudes?
Guy.
Love Dude Friday. How we doing?
I think I'm doing better than Josh Jacobs is. I got to imagine that the Packers in the NFL are not happy with his appearance on the Going Long podcast, or the Green Light podcast, excuse me.
Green lights, yes, green lights, which would apparently be banned in Sao Paulo because of the title. Look, this is such a pain in the ass. I had my first conversation with Josh Jacobs after the second open OTA practice. He's a really likable fellow. He's got a good story. He is certainly cooperative with the media. Like I talked to him between, it was me and a couple of other guys for like 15 minutes. It was great. I think he got his wires crossed a little bit on this green thing. Because this has been percolating ever since the Packers were rumored to be the team to face the Eagles, that there was this informal ban on the color green inside Corinthians Arena Stadium. But he misunderstood what the reason, air quotes, for it was. Is that obviously there's a their arch rival is their color is green. It would be like, you know, parading around the ESPN Madison office in your Bears gear. Oh, wait, that's what Jim Rutledge does all the time. I saw what he said, and it's funny how the echo chamber now of sports commentary has reached this point, right? Because you have the Eli Manning versus Aaron Rodgers career thing, and that just everybody talks about it. We had Mike Tannenbaum on our show talk about $60 million a year for Jordan Love, and everybody talks about it. And then this Josh Jacobs thing comes out, and everybody talks about it. So I just reached out to somebody with the Packers and said, look, I assume you want to defuse this. Can I help you in some way? And, you know, he said, yeah, absolutely. And here's the problem. Two things. One, because then I got a message from a buddy of mine in the league office after my tweet where he said, I just want to make sure you know that everyone can wear green. And I was like, no blank, Sherlock. But apparently, I'm like, I thought that informal made it pretty clear. That's what informal means. You're not banned from wearing green in Brazil. But nevertheless, so now I'm going to put out another tweet after I get to University Ridge for the AmFam Championship. That I got a call from one of my friends in the league office who wanted to make sure I made it clear you can wear your green Eddie Lacy throwback jersey if you want, if you're going to Brazil. But here's the part that I think is really interesting, and it's not the green thing, because I had heard rumblings of this as well, and the fact that Josh Jacobs brought this up to me is much more interesting, and that is that they are being told, according to Josh Jacobs, that they're not going to leave the hotel in Sao Paulo. And, you know, I don't know what you guys, I'm not quite within ESPN Milwaukee range yet on my drive. And so I don't know if you guys talked about this, but, you know, this was a huge issue a few years ago when the Houston Texans were playing in Mexico City, and Sarah Barshop, one of our former teammates who works at ESPN, now covers the Rams but was covering the Texans at the time, broke the story with a couple of Texans players telling her that they were being told, yeah, you're going to Mexico City to play, but you're not allowed to leave the hotel because of safety concerns. If that is the case, and again, I have not had this confirmed by the league office or by the Packers, but if that's the case, that they don't want them leaving the hotel because of safety concerns, my issue with that is, first of all, there are plenty of places where I have feared for my safety in the United States when I've been walking home late at night back to the hotel from a road game. 2:30 in the morning in New Orleans on kind of some of the city side streets, not in the French Quarter, is not the most comfortable mm-hmm. walk home. But, like, if you're playing a game in a place where you have to tell your teams to do this, I don't understand. Do you realize how this looks for you as a league if that's the case? And I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they want to diffuse this. But I don't think it's false. Like, I had heard from multiple people that was the conversation that they were having once the Packers were selected, that the NFL did not want to, kind of not put people at, air quotes, risk. So this is a really just a weird deal overall. And the green thing, well, that's what's gotten the most attention, and it feels a little xenophobic to me, to be honest, but the idea that the NFL may not want its personnel leaving their team hotel, again, I don't love the look of that for the league.
No, but Jason, and we were talking about it in the first segment, when we played in Japan in a preseason game, they gave us like a handler, but the handler wasn't for safety reasons. It's like in Japan, most people don't know English. So we had that person as a translator. Do. Yeah, I struggle with it. I'm not going to lie. that's a word.
It's a chewy word.
It's a Scrabble word. I mean, why don't they do something like that? I mean, every city has bad spots. We know where not to go, but I mean, they take the local, have 25 locals there who would love to do it. Take a group and say, all right, I'm going to take you to the safer places, and we're fine. I would not want to be cooped up in a hotel for a week. You'd lose your mind.
Right. And they are treating this, from what I understand, and again, I don't think they've finalized their travel plans officially yet, but they're treating this like any other road game. Like if they were going to St. Louis, like fly in the day before the game, and then fly out right after the game. So, remember in 2022, Rodgers was publicly critical of LaFleur for not embracing the pomp and circumstance of playing in London, right? And quite frankly, and Matt LaFleur, I think, would admit this, his attitude sucked about going to London.
Yep.
And while I don't think that's the reason they lost, it certainly did not help them prevent themselves from losing. And Rodgers breaking his thumb on an aborted Hail Mary probably wasn't great either. But, and it's clear they don't want to go now either. And they're trying a little bit harder to hide that. But, again,
Mark Murphy wasn't.
He did not do a great job. I know that comes as a surprise to you because he's such a great poker player and very rarely says anything he shouldn't say. But the bottom line is that the league is making you go. If you don't embrace it, and if there's not a way to go to this, like, look, I'm not going to Brazil. It's not in the ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, or Wisconsin State Journal budget necessarily. Plus, I'm not super comfortable making that trip. I wanted to go to London. There's no doubt about that. But, like, if you're going to go somewhere that isn't, Buffalo, like, I think you should experience what there is to offer in that country. And the idea that these guys are all just going to sit around the hotel and play dominoes and spades and pinochle is just again, I just don't. I wouldn't want to do it that way. I mean, think about the road trips you went on, Chewy, throughout your career. Because, you know, remember, for most of my career, I traveled for all road games.
Yeah.
Like, the best thing you did was your plane landed, the bus got to the hotel, you dropped your stuff off in your room, and then you went out and explored. And went and had a nice dinner and enjoyed that city. Even if it was Buffalo, you went and got wings or whatever it was. And so the idea of not doing that, to me, that was the more interesting thing that did not get nearly the same amount of attention.
Jason, I know they restrict the amount of practice time you can watch, but which rookies have you heard that are kind of shining a little bit? I mean, I know there's an all-Oneida factor to this, but which guys are standing out?
Yeah, so they moved practice up this week, which was not ideal for those of us to do a radio program 9 to noon. But I will say this. There's a couple of guys that I am really intrigued by when I'm doing the show from the sideline and I don't have to miss any of practice. One of them is Marshawn Lloyd. Now, again, you know, he's like a shorter version of Josh Jacobs without the podcast opportunities, apparently. But, like, he's built. Like, he is not some diminutive guy. Like, I'm taller than him, which doesn't happen very often. But he is, as I like to say, his 120 pounds and my 220 pounds are very, very different. And so I think he's a guy I can't wait to see when they get the pads on. Jordan Love said he's like a little rocket in the backfield, which I thought was a really good phrase from Jordan to describe him. And then the two linebackers, Edgerrin Cooper and Tyron Popper, who I'm going to struggle with. It's going to be Edgerrin James and Tyrone Hooper is probably what's going to happen when I try to talk about these guys. Much like Xavier McKinney is sometimes Xavier McDaniel, and Rasheed Walker is sometimes Rasheed Wallace.
Who are you, Chewy?
This is really hard. Yeah, I know. We're both about the same age, and I've got about the same amount of CTE. But look, my point is that, you know, like those two linebackers, they're drafted high, so you would think they're good. But like from what I've gotten to watch in practice, like, the first two practices I did get to see, like, the defense was going at, like, half speed for most of the 11-on-11. And they were they had a full-speed drill at the end of the second OTA. They had some on Tuesday earlier this week. I would think they'd like to go full speed the whole time in 11-on-11, but still without pads when we get to the minicamp next week. But again, those are two guys that I really want to watch, along with Lloyd. But until we start seeing them actually run and at least thud with pads on, it's a little hard to see, you know, whether or not they're going to have impacts and whether they're that good of players.
We'll get to the context of why we're asking this question later in the show, because Chewy and I and Josh are going to give our answer to this question as well, Jason. But my question to you right now, who are the Packers' top three players entering 2024?
Ooh. Well, Jordan Love is one of them. I know that there's been folks that have been listening to our shows where I'm trying to tamp down the runaway talk about how great he is, because I do think there are still growing pains in front of him. But I believe that he is a very good quarterback. I don't know if he's an MVP quarterback. I don't know if he's a Super Bowl champion quarterback. So that's one. The problem that I have is I would love to pick someone at tight end or wide receiver, but I just don't know.
Sure.
And so I'm going to go in the defensive backfield, because the way they are talking about Xavier McKinney, he is, and I know that his first year in Green Bay, he was not what he would become in Green Bay, but they're talking about him like he's Charles Woodson. And so I think there is a belief that he is that player. And then the third one, you know, I'm torn because they both are coming off years for different reasons that they weren't everything that we expect them to be or believe them to be capable of being. So that would be either Rashawn Gary or Jair Alexander. I do think Jair Alexander's kind of rebirth and improved attitude from the defensive staff changes to the strength and conditioning changes to McKinney's presence. I think it's authentic. I think he was a malcontent last year. I don't think he's that anymore, and I think he realizes that this is an important year for him. So I want to pick him, or I want to pick Gary because he's no longer coming off of an ACL tear because he's got a whole year now that he's played since the ACL tear. So I would pick one of those two. That would be where I fall.
So which one are you picking?
Hey, I'm not going to be bullied.
I asked you for three, Jason. You gave me four. The assignment was for three.
He's got an A and a B.
You don't get extra credit for giving me a fourth.
Jason can do whatever he wants.
Thank you.
Yes.
Also, we've worked together long enough now. Like, I'm coming up on 15 years of full-time with Good Karma Brands and, like, 22 with starting out on, like, the old D-list and stuff. So I feel very confident that you knew that there was no way that you were going to get a specific three-person answer.
I've been here 9 years, and that was the most Jason answer ever.
Oh, yeah. That's why I thought I'd try to push him.
I thought
him.
It was a great answer.
I thought we'd try to push him a little bit, get him, you know, to narrow it to three. I came up empty.
Yeah, I'll push you all I want.
We appreciate it, Jason. Have fun out at the AmFam Championship Round 1 out at University Ridge.
All right, fellas. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Of course, catch him with Mark Tauscher, Wilde and Tausch, right after us at 9 a.m. You know how much I love golf. You know how much I love baseball. And you can combine both of those things with X-Golf at American Family Field. And you can combine them on game days now as well. You can purchase your sim time and your single game tickets all in the same spot. Just have to go to the Brewers single game ticket website to do so. They've got some great options there to package those together. And then you get to hang out at X-Golf American Family Field. Enjoy some of the great food and beverage options that they have out there. Some of the great views of Bernie's Slide, of the field. It's fantastic. It's also new this year at X-Golf American Family Field. Non-game day, game day, if you are playing a regular round of golf, an 18-hole round of golf at X-Golf at American Family Field, and you make an ace, you make that hole-in-one, you and somebody else get to go down Bernie's Slide. That's right, Bernie's Slide. Find out more. Just go to xgolfamfamfield.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You can answer the question.
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's jumping.
He's like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just trying to clean some things up here after our conversation with Jason Wilde, because Craig texted this in, 800-990-3776. Just wondering what the teams are going to wear. They can't wear green. NFL made two green jersey teams, maybe black for the Eagles, white for the green and gold. One of these teams is going to wear green.
Do we not make it abundantly clear in the past two segments?
Apparently not. That's why I want to make sure that we make it perfectly clear. Now, I believe as the home team, it is up to the Eagles for them to choose which jersey they wear. So I think personally, it would be funny if, because typically when they're home, they wear their green.
Yeah.
You know, they wear.
But what time's the game start?
It's a primetime game.
So it's at night?
Yeah.
Because if it was during the day, you don't want to wear a dark color.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hot down there.
Correct. But I just think it would also be funny with everything that's happened here. Oh, they have an informal ban on green. Maybe they'll boo the Packers if we make them wear their green jerseys.
Is that really true, though? So if we played in Tampa Bay and it was a 1 o'clock game and it's 98 degrees, does the white jersey keep you cooler than the green?
You tell me. You're the one who actually played in these conditions.
I don't know, because I never wore a light colored jersey where it's been hot.
It is a fact that darker colors attract more heat. That is physics at work.
Another question for you, because I think this is fake.
Can't wait. Can't wait for this.
Any idea where I'm going?
No idea. That's why I'm so excited.
Josh? I haven't an idea.
Does eye black really work?
Why would I have any idea that that's the direction you were going?
Does it really work? I'm saying no.
I'm saying no.
No, but it looks cool.
It does not look cool. You look like a tool. Okay.
Well, if you do, sometimes if you do, if you overdo it, but just like the classic, I think it's a classic baseball look to have just the lines under the eyes in a day game.
I'm out.
That's a classic baseball look.
I am so out. It's like they tried, you know, the nose thing?
Yeah, the Breathe Right.
The Breathe Right. Well, they would pay us to wear that. Did you know that? I'm thinking
it's not
someone
shocking.
Is paying these guys to wear eye black.
So Mythbusters, if we all remember that TV show.
Yeah,
it's a great TV
did
show.
Did do a test on this.
On eye black?
Yes.
Or the Breathe Right strip?
On eye black.
Okay.
They determined that while eye black does not eliminate glare, it does improve an athlete's ability to differentiate between light and dark, enhancing a player's ability to track moving objects in a sunny environment.
But, and I will tell you this because I did it a lot, it is much harder to catch a football at night than it is during the day. So why would you want to take the light away and make it darker?
Because you think you look cool.
Yeah.
You can't do things. You
ever heard of swag?
I'm out.
How much did you care about how you looked game day? Like, did you?
Oh, yeah. You got to be primed.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean.
I just don't think eye black looks cool.
Yeah, it's personal preference.
I mean, a punter wearing eye black? Come on, what are you? What
are
we doing?
I mean,
doing
that's
here?
If you're a punter right. putting on eye black, yeah, you're try hard.
And there's plenty of MLB athletes who get absolutely absurd with the eye black.
Like I mean, Bryce Harper. Harper used to not as much anymore, but he used to really just
it looked like war paint.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
do it under the eyes and then down the side
like
of his
Braveheart.
Cheeks.
Relax.
Yeah. Got 162 of these.
I tell you what I didn't like, and I tried it because, I don't know, I was an idiot and thought it was cool. The smelling salts when you're playing, like Brett would do it all the time.
So what?
Have you ever had, smelled?
I've never smelled smelling salts.
It is not a pleasant feeling.
No, it's ammonia.
Yes.
So what does it do?
He claims it woke him up and.
Yeah. I mean,
we all
shock
know.
Your system.
Yeah. That's what I was asking Chewy. If it actually, because, I mean, if you did it a couple of times.
We do know he was big on buzzes, though.
So. Let me tell you, Brett Favre.
But buzz adjacent. So he just decided
Brett
to give
Favre
it a shot.
Being into smelling salts is the least shocking thing I think I've heard. I mean, it's made a pretty big comeback. You see it a lot in hockey. Oh. And football players do it. And it's kind of like become a thing where.
But it can't be good for you. Sniffing ammonia cannot be good for you.
I mean, just like anything else, in moderation, I'm sure it's fine.
Huffing is illegal. Am I right? And bad for you, by the way.
Yeah. Now you care about things that are bad for you.
I guarantee that it's not good.
And yet, here you are. As the only person on the panel who's attempted it.
Smelling salts contain ammonia, which can help people regain consciousness by increasing respiration and blood flow to the brain. This effect occurs within 15 seconds and subsides within a minute. I know some people use them to like clear their sinuses even because it shocks the system, but there seems to be the body having a response to the smelling salts, which increases blood to the brain. Good thing, I'd think.
Are there side effects?
I mean... Yeah, sure.
Okay. You're the doctor here. You're the one we go to for medical advice, and as the only person
am not condoning sniffing ammonia. Okay,
even though you've done it,
I tried it.
just one time, Dad.
I'm a follower. I'm a joiner.
You are a joiner. It is road construction season here in the state of Wisconsin. Joshy's got a problem with you people, and we're going to hear about it coming up next. Tune in to Thanalysis Show each and every week. Bugs player Thanasis Dedekumbo sits down with special guests to have fun and honest conversations. Conversations with NBA stars like Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, his own brother Giannis Adetokounmpo, basketball media royalty like Jay Williams, Stephen A. Smith. The latest episode is out right now with comedian Charlie Behrens. So check out Thanalysis Show today, Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Also subscribe to the Thanalysis Show YouTube channel for accompanying videos and special content.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas.
They
as
don't
well.
Work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you. You know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.
I'm not saying it's your fault. Oh,
Big guy, I got a question for you. Do you know how to use a zipper merch?
Who's the big guy, me or Josh?
You.
No, I do not. I have no idea. I don't think I've ever been in a zipper merch.
That's just factually incorrect.
I'm still trying to get over my frustration of people not knowing how to use a roundabout.
Okay.
We did accept the roundabout, a much better option, but without the proper schooling, which I think the zipper merge also suffers from.
So, Joshy, you're the one who's got an issue with the way people use the zipper merge. What's your beef here? You were tweeting about it earlier this week. What's your beef with the people in the zipper merge?
My contention is that Wisconsinites, and maybe even people in the Midwest, because let's be honest, that's where I do most of my driving, are too polite to properly use the zipper merge. And when I say they're too polite, is people spend way too much time trying to get over way early, causing a backup, not only to the people you're trying to merge into their lane, but the lane that you're in. Because they don't want to seem like the jerk who's pulling all the way up to the merge point, which is how it's supposed to be. I know it sounds counterintuitive. You kind of want to get over in time. You want to, you know, give yourself enough time. But a proper zipper merge is everybody using both lanes at the proper spacing.
For as long as you can.
Yes. Yes. So when you get up to the merge point, there should be a space between the car in the next lane ahead of you and behind you.
Yeah, then you just go every other. So that's right. The zipper merge. You know, you have the two lanes, one's coming into the other. You know,
I get it. You know, okay. So.
Think of literally.
So the blinker with the stopping way before you're supposed to drives you nuts.
It not only drives me nuts, it's the improper way to use that traffic design, and it causes more of a backup and a delay. This happens to me virtually every single day, and they're not always around construction zones. Like a simple merge on the freeway here, on the downtown interchange.
Yeah.
94.
Yes.
Coming into the city. 94 uh-huh. coming east. Right after the state fair.
Yes.
You go from 4 to 3 lanes.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, that's a perfect example of where you should be zipper merging. But yeah, I've been in a car with family members who, when somebody comes then up on that right-hand side and I let them, well, what are you letting them in for? They're being a jerk. I'm like, no, they're using the zipper merge properly.
Yes.
We're supposed to use all these lanes and then come together. But then again, because you think now that person's being a jerk, now you're not letting them in. Like, we just need a proper education on how these things are supposed to work.
It seems like, and it seems counterintuitive because you do seem like you are oftentimes skipping the line. But if everybody's using it as it's intended, the traffic will move faster. And it will be better for everyone involved because, I mean, the logic is very simple. If you stop in the lane that is eventually going to be merged to the lane to the left, let's say, you are now backing up people behind you who could be using all the real estate in front of you to then work into that merge. So my thought is like, because I've been in a situation where you feel like someone's skipping the line and your initial thought is like, well, who does this person think they have? I've been waiting. But no one else seems to, I shouldn't say no one. Most people seem to misunderstand the zipper merge.
Stevie might be one of those people, Joshy's coming after you. Dang, rare, horrible take from Joshy.
See, how can it be a horrible take if that's the way they want us to use?
It's the way it was designed. It's the way, like, when if you
and the
are
the reason
a,
it's working worse is because we're not doing it the right way.
If you're a civil engineer and you are responsible for putting together the highway, the zipper merge is the way.
Yeah,
that
but
you
do you block?
Do.
Let's say you let one car in, and two more want to get in front of you. Do you then block them? I do. I'll let one in. I ain't letting three in. Is that fair?
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
The intention is one person at a time. You alternate
and
to get through.
I try to do that when I'm at the ballpark. When, you know, if I'm getting out of, I'm trying to get out of AmFam Field, like you've got all these different lanes kind of coming together.
Yeah.
If I'm in like that main artery getting out,
sure,
I'll let one car get in.
Yes.
When I was at the Cubs game the other day, this guy just decided to make his own lane. Like he just came flying up and I blocked him out.
Yes.
Like he tried to come in and I'm just, nope.
The one thing
Absolutely not, dude. You don't just get to make your own lane and try to go wherever you want. We're living in a society.
The one thing I want to make clear is this is not some pet project of mine or me thinking that I have a better system than the one that already exists. it is the intention of everybody who makes these merges for it to be used that way. If you
so
Google,
you're looking at this, this isn't a take from you.
Right.
This is just this is
explaining
a PSA.
How it works, yeah.
This
yes.
is a public yes. service announcement. From
I
Joshua.
Want everybody with their ears open right now, listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and on YouTube to know that despite it feeling not right to drive all the way up in that lane that needs to be merged over, that is the intention, and it will make for a better time of everyone driving, including the people who are already over in the correct lane. It seems counterintuitive, but Google how to properly use a zipper merge, and your mind will be blown.
No, you're right, because there's part of me that thought that person is a jag that's going all the way up.
I'm making this PSA because I was also that person.
Okay.
I also was like, well, what the hell? Why didn't you get over? And then you learn, you know, you get better. You take in new information and you improve upon
okay. it. Okay. I didn't know that.
800-990-3776. Sheila saying, Joshua, 100% correct. I love it when somebody beeps at me or flips me off because I'm using the zipper lane like you're supposed to. Ashton in Sheboygan. This is exactly why we need to take driver's tests every 8 years. None of these clowns know how to drive. Roundabout zippers, left lane campers, get them off the road.
I don't think we should have to take driver's tests, but I think everyone should have to do like an online 15-minute course.
A little refresher
on the roundabout, a little refresher on the zipper merge. You're good to go.
Who are your top three Packers heading into 2024? 800-990-3776. We give ours in 2 minutes. Jen, give it to you.